T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What do you tip the guy who brings your washing machine in?
Carries it off that truck, big heavy machine.
Not only that, but I have second floor laundry, so they have to take these gigantic front loading machines, and they've got to get them up to the second floor, and then they've got to lug the current machines down and out.
Yeah, taking the old ones out, putting the new ones in. They're going to install
stacking
it,
them.
Hook it up.
Yeah.
Get it going. Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking this morning. They're coming today, and I think that there's two guys coming because they need two of them to do the stacking and all that. So I'm like, I have to tip them, right?
So you... just let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. You bought the new washing machine, and it includes installation and all that, so supposedly that part's paid for?
Yeah, I mean, we're paying for the installation.
Right.
I forget how much the installation
is.
It's like $79.99 or some. I don't know what it is, but so I'm paying for the install.
Uh-huh. So you're already paying them. They're
getting paying for that. The company.
Right. But
these
the tip
guys,
is over and above that. They're going to spend an hour and a half at your house. You got to give them some money.
I feel like it's my install isn't going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a really tight space that they have to try to get the washer and dryer in.
Anybody who comes to your house like that,
yeah.
I think anybody who comes, even with like Jordan's comes with furniture or something like that.
Yeah, I always tip them too.
Or something like that, right?
Kendra doesn't. You don't give them anything?
Movers. When we moved into our house, I tipped the movers. But when they're coming to install like a product or something you bought, I consider that they've been paid. You're paying for them by the hour to be there already to do the work. So no, I don't.
Let me just point out that the movers are handling all of your earthly possessions. They're going to take it from the truck and put it on the table in your house. Don't you want to keep those guys happy?
I tip the mover. Yeah,
oh,
no,
the
I
movers
said I
you do. Okay,
I do the movers, but installation for any product, we've already bought it. We're paying them to install it.
Yeah.
So no. It's like we've already paid
but
you
I'm
to
paying
do that.
These guys to hook up the plumbing on the second floor for my washing machine. I think I should tip them
$20 each.
$20
each.
What?
They're going to be at your house for an hour and a half.
Somebody call me
right now and tell me I'm out of my mind.
No, you're not. I see. Kendra thinks you and I are out of our minds.
That's a lot of money.
I think $20 each is the least I can do because these guys are going to be at my house for a good 2 hours.
Right.
I will guarantee you, with the space that they have to get these units in.
Right.
It's going to be tricky, and it's the second floor.
Right.
Like they're
going to
be
plus they're in and out of your house. They're going to, you know, you show them a little bit of love, and they'll show you love. They want their feet every time they come in.
Right.
They'll leave you extra little grommets or other stuff that you need, supplies and things like that. And they'll just, I'm sure they'll do a great job regardless. But keeping them happy, you know.
Kendra, you would just let them walk out of the house and just say thanks.
I'd offer them like food and water and coffee or like a meal or if they were there
they
at lunchtime. I'd say, can
they
I get you
want,
some
no,
like
they
can
don't
I get
want
a sandwich?
Like a piece of meatloaf. they want money.
I made some cookies. I'm cutting up some sandwiches for the kids.
Would you like offer them dinner?
I'll cut the crust off like I do for my kids.
I swear to God, that's what I do. I offer them lunch or like a drink if it's lunchtime. You know, want me to go get you a sandwich or do you want?
Can you see, Kendra? Would you like a snackable? How about some chicken nuggets?
That's a nice courtesy, but at the end of the job, when they go, here you go, sign this, we're all set. Thanks very much. And there's that lingering moment.
They linger. Like,
they go,
are we good?
Everything good? Anything else?
Oh, is that why they're lingering?
Yes!
That's why they're lingering.
So now,
they
you know what they
them.
You know what they say about you when they get back in their truck?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Next
Wonderful.
Time we come to that address, your address is written on a bulletin board somewhere in the back of some service company.
Fantastic.
Lousy tipper. That's what it says.
Exactly right. Yeah. You don't want to be that person. You don't want that person at all.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Brad.
What's going on?
So, Brad, are we crazy or is Kendra crazy?
Well, I'll let you know. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've probably been in hundreds of people's houses, and it's a very rare thing that people tip you because you're getting paid for your job already. I could probably count on my hand in 30 years the amount of tips that I've gotten. It's appreciated, and it's great. I mean, it's unexpected, though. A lot of people don't expect it, in my field anyway, as an electrician. But
and is that...
I don't know... that?
When you're tipped, is it because the job was extraordinarily difficult or there were special circumstances or just that they were a good customer? They were nice people.
Nice people, good customers, yeah. And like when you go, but go above and beyond what you're supposed to do, and it comes out terrific and great. It's really appreciable.
Yeah. But you don't think
not expected.
You don't think that the guys who install my washer and dryer and stack it and all that, you don't think that they're going to expect a tip. You think it's just nice if I do tip.
It's nice if you do tip. They don't expect it, believe me. I don't think they would expect a tip because most people, believe it or not, it's like I said, I've been doing it for 30 years. Most people don't tip. Yeah. They don't tip you.
Yeah. Guess I've been giving money away.
We're very generous.
Apparently.
No, go ahead and tip him. The guy's probably getting all mad at me now.
You're like, shush. Yeah, don't tell them not to give
no
me
more.
The money.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, Brad, thanks so much for the check-in. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yep. You're welcome. All right. Too. All right, bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.